You're listening to the audio production of The Promises She Keeps by Erin Healy, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Anne Harrison.
Chapter 1. In the silence of night, sounds of life have a greater chance of being heard. One of these sounds woke Chase Ellis from deep sleep at a heavy pre-dawn hour. His rousing was sudden and full, so that without any bleary transition, he found himself aware of his own thoughts. He lay on his back under a rhythmic ceiling fan. The blades made their circuit and caused the fan's light chain to tink against a glass globe. This familiar noise usually rocked his mind into rest. Something else had disrupted him. The shadows of his father's room possessed all their usual shapes, though Chase evaluated them as being darker than usual by 12 to 15%. The saturated dimness was due to the time, a full 3 hours before his intuitive rising with the sun. He needed no clock to know this. A vivid scene unfolded in Chase's mind. On the other side of the world where his father had slept and awakened for the past 10 years, the sun blazed over a desert afternoon. There were no trees in that dry land, only people, who moved slowly like Tolkien's Ents. The hot light shone on his father, whom Chase envisioned as one of the world's most enduring trees. Pinus longeva had been dated to thousands of years, and in some cases a tree stayed firmly upright long after its death. Chelsea said their father was certainly dead by now, but in Chase's thoughts, the man was green and bursting with seedy cones, and so Chase could not agree with her. He heard the noise again.